Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle at a time.
And it's only one bottle.
Keep limiting me.
I put up boundaries. So we have an interesting case and wine that I am looking forward to trying because I haven't loved the ones that we've been recently having. So this case, as attorneys, I feel like we almost have to like be very careful what we have to say about this.
He's already sued once for defamation.
So there was a situation with a federal judge out of the Eastern District of New York. It's Judge Block. And apparently he went and got himself what appears to be his little retirement home, I'm assuming, but a second home down in Miami, and he chose a condo. And he got into a little tiff with the Homeowners Association.
Who hasn't? If you're in an HOA, I mean, who hasn't gotten into a brouhaha with their association?
So, yeah, I mean, for a lot of people that aren't from Florida, I mean, I don't think they know that all the drama that is attached to being
in an
HOA.
They call them condo commandos sometimes. That's the derogatory phrase they use in Florida. But, yeah, it's like people have their own little kingdoms.
They think it's their own kingdom.
Exactly.
And then they're clicky, and then if it's one with a high amount of seniors, mm-hmm. I almost feel like they're back in high school. I just remember with my mom's, before she passed, I felt it was my second job dealing with her disputes and their disputes with her with the HOA.
Yep.
I mean, it really was. We were on like a first name basis with the HOA attorney.
Yeah.
And it had gotten to the point they stopped even sending stuff to her. They were just sending directly to my law firm. So,
and let's face it, when you have a board, and again, for those of you not in Florida, the associations tend to have a lot of retired people who were a big deal in their world. You know, a lot of retired CEOs, CFOs, lots of attorneys. I would never volunteer to serve because it's a volunteer position.
Well, in my opinion, it's like the PTA gone crazy.
Yes.
So, you know, they could do a whole movie about, I mean, actually, we should probably look up and do some on the craziest, like, HOA scenarios.
This one
wasn't particularly crazy, but apparently Judge Block got upset about the fact that some renovations were taking a little longer and costing more than he believed were accurate. And this is standard. I get calls about this, especially after the hurricane.
Yeah.
With people thinking that they're taking too long, they can't get in their properties,
people are getting kickbacks. There's all sorts of allegations that start flying. But I think the issue of things having a cost overrun, I would think I'd have a right to complain about that if I were in the association.
So apparently he did complain about it. Apparently there was some emails that were sent back and forth, and when I say back and forth between him and some people on the association board, and the association board apparently accused him of being quote unquote a disgruntled condo owner, which I would say that was pretty accurate.
Runs, I'd be disgruntled too.
And then they accused him of, I think also of some security issues, which I'm not quite sure the basis for that, but that made him mad as a hornet, apparently, or should I say allegedly, because what did he do, Chris?
He sued them for defamation.
And what do we call in the legal world defamation is a rich man's game, because definitely...
I was going to say it's a $20,000 non-refundable retainer.
Yeah. So, and I think both of us get calls quite a lot, but consistently with people who want to sue people for defamation, because I think they see it on TV, they see stars, they see famous people filing these, and they are like, I want to do that, and will you take it on contingency? And maybe there are some attorneys that take it on contingency, we don't. So if you call us, you will be paying us,
it's 2 years
retainer, and then you will be paying us our hourly fee for it. So he filed this defamation suit against the HOA.
Association and its board, the members.
Uh-huh, right. And what is the court? What would the court do?
Well, I think it's important that we go back to what his role was.
Well, first, I just want to say that, and I'm going to try and pop this up during this podcast, but I wanted to say that judge down in Miami, whoever you are, I don't know your name, you are a cutie patootie, okay? I've never been in front of you, but I just want to say, yeah, you're adorable, okay?
he definitely looked adorable.
He's definitely a handsome man, mm-hmm. is, I guess, the correct way to say it, yes.
That is true.
So, and much younger than Judge Block.
Yes.
But Judge Block, you're a handsome man as well, okay? Like, we don't want to say anything.
No, it was just the notion of when you see someone so youthful with a federal judgeship, you just kind of have that moment because we're talking about judges. And when we think about judges, we always think about people who are older because we think they've been
on the bench. Well, and Judge Block has been on the bench for many, many years. Mm-hmm. He actually technically, even though he still is handling some cases, I believe, he is technically retired. I'm not sure if he's senior status or if he's actually mm-hmm. technically on the retired. But anyway, he is an older.
Right. Judge. Yeah. How many times have we said judge?
He's a judge, and he's been on the bench for many, many, many years.
So
he wasn't a hot minute he was on there.
Right. And so as a judge, you think you publish opinions. You've got reporters who will report on your trials. You got law clerks.
You've been listening to these cases potentially at some point during your duration.
Right. But again, he's a judge, so he's a public figure.
So that's what I think what Chris is getting to, what it got down to and why it was dismissed is if you are a public figure, you're famous.
Tom Cruise, Taylor Swift, the recent defamation lawsuits.
Then the standard for you being, or politicians, mm-hmm. the standard for you being defamed is much higher. It's a much higher standard that the person who made the statements, has that the person that the statements were made against has to prove that was met for mm-hmm. defamation. And more or less, the judge in this case, Cutie Patootie, said, no, you're a public figure and you have not pled or met the standard that's required for a public figure. Now, Judge Block was arguing, or his attorneys, I'm assuming that he had attorneys and he wasn't defending himself, were arguing that he wasn't and the standard was much lower, but the court found otherwise. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, you tell me yours, Chris, but I think that this judge was correct. I think a federal judge, especially one that's been on the bench and had the tenure that he's had and the length of time, mm-hmm. And especially in the Eastern District of New York, which is a pretty well publicized federal court.
Yeah.
I agree with the finding of the court that he's a public figure and that there was that higher standard. Now, I don't know, obviously neither one of us reviewed the pleadings, whether if we were the judge, whether we would have agreed that the pleadings did not meet mm-hmm. the fact that he, at that higher standard. I can't speak to that.
Well, again, I tend to have faith in the federal judiciary that when they say there's no claim, there tends to not be a claim.
Yeah.
But we do want to, we had fun with the, anybody who's been to a condo association means that they can be boring.
Yes.
And so we thought the fact that we had some aggressive people going back and forth in their emails and letter writing, that having a wine that was basically giant boar.
Yeah, I mean, how many of us read, even though you're supposed to, read your association docs before you purchase a home or when they make the changes or go to those meetings? I know a lot of people, I have people come into my office that actually do go to the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I've been to some of mine in the past. But yeah, they can be quite boring if you don't have people fighting. Sometimes they can get really heated.
They can get really heated for those of you who don't live here or have never attended a meeting.
They can get very heated.
And this one's fun because it really is supposed to, it's from France, it's supposed to be a red wine to be paired with pork. So, let's give it a whirl. It's really got a whirl at first.
Why is it supposed to be with pork?
Because of the region that it's grown in, it's supposed to have sort of more of an earthy sort of texture that's going to balance well with the pork.
Well, I don't eat pork, but
pescatarian.
I do like this, believe it or not. It's very smooth.
It's very smooth, but it's still got some depth to it.
It's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of light. It's not too thick.
Right, but it doesn't have that acidic sort of
no, it's not
that
acidic. It's very
too
smooth.
Much of lately.
I actually do like this. I do like it. So getting back to my question is, do you think Judge Block is going to be finding a new condo to live in? Is that up for sale now?
You know, but having done quite a bit of work with condo associations in my employment law world, they tend not to. They tend to enjoy being a thorn in the side.
Well, so, you know, I don't know. If it's retirement, maybe not. Who the heck knows?
I would
want to move.
I would want to move. Right.
So I don't know if it's up for sale. Maybe I'm assuming it's a beautiful condo that's now newly renovated, but it may be up for sale. So if you're looking for a condo, that may be a condo that you may want to look into, because I am sure that it's beautifully renovated.
I am sure that it is. But, you know, we did sort of giggle about the fact that it's, you know, a wild boar, because wild boar.
But not the judge.
Not the judge. But
because of the whole homeowners association.
And people charging in. I mean,
really,
it's never been, you know,
it gets
has
dirty.
A lot of,
it's
yeah.
a mud fight.
It's
it
a mud
really
fight.
It really is a mud fight.
And people are hard charging.
Yeah.
I mean, they just go at it full bore, as you've heard that
yeah.
expression.
I wonder if the homeowners associations outside of Florida, because you don't have as many, but as much,
right.
as if they're so charged
I have a
with all the drama.
I have a friend in Scottsdale, and
yeah.
they have a condo because of how much business they do out there.
Yeah.
They said it's the same as Florida.
So it's
for
all
theirs.
The homeowners.
They're like, it's just, I mean, literally someone doesn't take their trash out from, you know, 1 o'clock it's supposed to be all back in. They,
yeah.
they take it out at 1:30. They get a letter.
And some of the rules are crazy. I mean, some of them are a little more relaxed than others, but some of them are very intense. Like when you are allowed, like you said, take your trash out. If your car is allowed to be parked in the driveway, what color you're allowed to paint your house, the fence line. I mean, how high your grass can be.
Neutral
color
palette policy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, a lot of them
get extremely restrictive.
Yeah, get extremely. Yeah. Some of them you can't have fences. It has
right.
to be the invisible fence. Some of them you can't have dogs, cats,
right, but
whatever.
I do think it's fair to say. Well, we budgeted, you know, $1.8 million for something, and I'm just making up numbers, and then you get a bill from the contractor for $4.6. I have the feeling that a lot of people would go.
Well, I think a lot of them do, because you're saying that we've got, you know, a situation of this isn't their professional job of managing these. A lot of them
right.
do have management companies, but
yep.
the board. And I think the problem is that a lot of times, in my opinion, the homeowners do really, and I definitely see what Judge Block is saying. If they were supposed to do renovations, and the renovations were supposed to cost XYZ money, and it was supposed to be done by a certain, because we all know living through construction is not fun.
And the hurricanes and trying
yeah.
to get the supply chain.
Was not done with a certain period. And I had a client come in with this exact same scenario, who wasn't Judge Block. Disclaimer, neither one of us represented Judge Block in this, it is disruptive, it is upsetting, and you want clear answers and you want clear
yeah.
communication, and it does seem to the people living through this that it is a lot of being hidden, and there's a lot of questions why we're picking certain contractors
right.
and why certain things are happening,
mm-hmm.
and I think sometimes, not always, obviously, you do have people that are getting kickbacks. Because you've seen the fraud cases.
We've seen them.
So what would we say this is on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I'm definitely giving this one like a 7.5.
I'm going to do an 8 because
yeah.
it's not acidic.
It's not. It's reminiscent of a Zinfandel in a way, because it's still a little,
yeah.
it's rich, but it's not too fruity.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm definitely liking it. So cheers.
Cheers.
And make sure and comment if you've lived through some condo association nonsense that, you know, you want us to be aware of, because we really do need an episode on the crazy.
Yeah, so comment below if you've heard of one. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, that it was a crazy, crazy scenario. I mean, I've got some going through all the drama with my mom's association. But comment below and tell us, like, some crazy scenarios. We would love to have you on if you want to talk about it on here. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, we would love just to hear about it, and we'll do an episode about it.